Okay. Torah begins, Ratatu Tzava, as B'nai Yisrael, Yichu Eilech Hashem and Zay Zoch, Kosis Lamor Laholos Ner Tomid. That the Shemen of the Menorah had to be pure, Kosis, the purest oil. So the Rashi points out, with the arrows, Hashem and Hasheni, Hosol Menorah. So it had to be the purest. The second grade oil, which was not as pure, was pasul l'menorah, the kosher l'menachas, but that was still good for the mincha. Shenema kosis l'mor, below kosis l'menachas. And that is the concept. Which, you know, the different Mefarshim and Chazal discussed this idea, because you would have thought just the opposite, that the Shemen, the Menachas, you eat. So that should be finer. The oil of the menorah, you don't, is just burned up. So, right? So the answer is no. The oil of the menorah represents Chochmah, Torah, and that has to be, as the Svarim point out, that has to be pure and fine. And Kosis, as the Archaim HaKadosh, on the second arrow, says, V'omer on Kosis, Peir Shetzrichim L'asok B'Torah U'Lakate Gufam M'Kocham. In other words, you gotta learn Torah like V'yachol to beat yourself up. Not literally, obviously, but it means with tremendous input. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Sosa Torah Adam Ki Yomus B'Oel Ein divrei Torah nikne elamisha meimis atzmo alel. So that's the Shemen Zayin Zoch. For what? For the menorah. For menachos not. And that's the Bali Musa speak about that. Because when it comes to Gashmias, you don't need the best. When it comes to Ruchnias, Kosis Lamar, then you should have the best. So the Medrash Rabbah quotes a pasuk in Iyov on page 3. Tikra v'anochi e'eneka. You'll call out and I'll answer you. L'masa yodecha tichtof. That Hashem wants a person's masa yadayim. He wants a person to be productive. And that's what the Medrash quotes here, the Medrash Rabbah on page 4. Ratata tzave hadohu dechsiv tikra v'nochi aneka l'masi yadecha tichsof. He says that four things, Barba Dvarim, Nisavya Kadosh Baruch Hu L'masa Yodav. It was four things Hashem wants man to have input. Tichsof means Hashem desires the Masa Yadayim. What are the four things? Elohein Arba Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sovel Olomo, Hashem carries the world. Anias Yisiv Yaniasa, Anias Bol V'amolet. So parallel to that, Tziva Livnei Kos, that they should carry the Mishkan. Sheitz Belush and Emar v'Levnei Kos Lonosud Ki Avodas Hakodesh Alem B'Kosev Yisol. And they should carry the Arum. They should carry the Arum. And then the pasuk says, and that's the first thing, that Hashem carries the world, we carry the Arum. And then we can read the whole medrash, we're not going to see, but then other things here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fourth line, second column, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshamer Olomo. Hashem is constantly watching over the world. And we had to watch the Mishkan. That was another thing. And then it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Olam. He lights up the world. And he says to Klal Yisrael, "V'ichu elech Hashem and Zayzoch, I want you to light it up, I want you to light up the world just like I did. So that's the notion over here, that Hashem sometimes wants Masa Yadayim. And idea being, it works out. One of the things, he wants us to carry the Aron. He wants us to light the menorah. He wants us to watch the Mishkan. So all these things one could tie in to Torah, because the Mishkan, you know, the menorah is or near mitzvah of Torah, or the Aron, of course, is Torah. Watching the Mishkan is protecting the Torah. So when it comes to Limud HaTorah, Hashem wants our input. Masa Yodecha Tichsof. He wants us to be active. Wants us to be active, and that's the idea that the Gemara says in Megillah on page 7, Vavam and Beis. Amar of Yitzchak, Im Yomar Lecha Adam Yagati V'lo Matzasi Al Tamin. Lo Yagati Matzasi Al Tamin. Yagati Matzasi Tamin. Yagati Matzasi. If you have Yigia and then you're successful, you should believe that. The Gemara says, "Hadi mili b'divrei Torah." That's only when it comes to divrei Torah. Avol b'masa matan siyata d'shvu d'shmaya. Whereas when it comes to business, if in some way you're able, honestly, obviously, you have to stress that always. Honestly, you're able to make a parnasa. You don't have to have masa, and you don't have to put in effort. Somehow you're able to do something in an honest way. So good. Hashem is not looking necessarily for Masa Yadecha Tichsof for those things. But when it comes to Ruchnius, even if you're a genius, Hashem wants you to work. Masa Yadecha Tichsof. Hashem wants you to light the menorah, you to carry the Aron, you to watch the Mishkan. And that's what the Chasam Sofer writes on page 8. Hani milu divrei Torah, val milu al hakorah makosis ksisav yigia. He says that's pshat, kosis lamar. When it comes to mar, when it comes to Torah, kosis work, beat it. Lola menachas. When it comes to the menachas, that's gashmius. It doesn't have to be kosis. It doesn't have to be kosis. Hashem wants masa yadecha tichtzof. The Satmar Rebbe in the Berech Moshe says a different pshat. He says that, he quotes the Chasam Sofer in the Drasha, this idea, that he says that and he explains first along the lines that we were saying before, that because it's Lamar, for Torah you need Yigia, for Menachas, by Parnasa, you can daven. I mean, if you daven and Hashem gives it to you, and you didn't have to, so that's also good. But you can't daven just for learning. You have to, you know, like Rabbi Josh Hoffman told me from Rabbi Nachman Petrovich. See,
A bracha for learning, okay, is always good to have siyata d'shmai, but in the end of the day, like Rav Nachum Parchavit says, if you put in the effort and you learn, you learn. So he says, so he learns a different pshat along the same in that pasuk in Iyuv. He says, Rikra'ucha. When it comes to Parnasa, you can daven, and that's fine. Omnam, Lamasa Yadecha, bottom line, Tichso, Peres Dafka, Lamasa Yadecha, Tichso, Lubachina Zulunotzel Menoamo. All you date Tefillah. Because he's learning Pshat that that's what the Pasuk means, that this idea of Tefillah is for Masa Yadecha. But on something else, when it's not when it's ruchnius, so it's for it to be meaningful, you have to work. You don't just daven that should be easy. You work. And that's what the famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, you know, in Parshas Truma. Why are the Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim mentioned at the end? It says Zohav Kesev Nechoshes on page 11. All these things. And Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim are the most expensive. So why are they mentioned last? They should be mentioned together with the Zohav. So one of the answers that he gives is because Chazal say on the Pasuk V'hanisim Heviyu that the Anonim, the end of the PC in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim, we didn't have to work for. The clouds had these fancy stones and just dropped them, delivered it by our doorstep. There was no Yigiyah by the Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim. The Zav, you had to put in a Melis, and then you were able to buy something of gold, and you gave it to the Mishkan. It meant you gave something, yet you put sweat into it. But when it came to the Avnei Miluim, the Avnei Shoam, they were the most expensive, but they got it as a free matana. So for them to give it away, it wasn't giving away something of toil. And therefore it's mentioned last, because it's not as chashev. It didn't come through Yegiyah v'Amola. And I always like to say over the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on page 13. It says, Lohi be oven be Yaakov, v'lor omol be Yisrael. So this is the big yisod, because Rabosai, you know, the Medrash Tanchuma says, you know, the famous Medrash Tanchuma asked the Kasha, on page, in Parshas Noach, on page 16, the pasuk says Nasiv Nishma. That means we willfully accepted the Torah. So then, what's Kafaleim Harkigigis? That's mashma that we were coerced. So Tosus writes in Shabbos that we accepted, but Hashem was afraid that the last minute, when we see the Kolos of Brokim, we'd get cold feet and we'd back out. But the Medrash Tanchuma says no, that Nasev and Nishma was only on Torah Shebichsav, and because it's relatively easy. Torah Shebal Peh, Ein Bo Yigiyah V'Tzar V'Him Ela Torah Shebal Peh Yesh Dukke Mitzvahs Kalos Chamoros V'Ozak Hamov V'Zakoshel Kishol V'Ish Ein Lo Men Osol Misha Oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chol Libo V'Chol Nafsho V'Chol Ma'odo. In other words, Torah Shebal Peh is a commitment. And the only way you learn it is if you have avas, you love it, because it's so hard. And so, but if you love it, it'll go fine. And that's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on page 13. He says, I love saying this over. Lora Omal B'Yisrael. It's my mother always tells me that if you enjoy what you're doing, you don't work one day in your life. So that's what the Rosh is mechamit in Orchaim HaKadosh. Because the Orchaim HaKadosh says, the tzaddikim, what do you mean lo ra omel? They're not omel. Because the tzaddikim, they enjoyed so much. It's not an omel. Ah, it's tremendous effort they're putting in. But the enjoyment is so great. You love the learning so much. Lo ra omel b'Yisrael. So that's the idea. Masa yedecha tichsof. Hashem says it has to be kosis. Masa yedecha tichsof. You have to put in effort. But that's what he says. Gam niskam lom shat tzadikim, agam shat tzadikim, agam shat tzadikim, agam osim mitzvot, chol iskom b'torah, eina margishim sheish lom omol. Because for them it's shashurim. Omol hu b'in, adrubah, ka adam ha-raviach, adam ha-shtashay b'shashurim, lo b'cheshkim b'torah. If you really enjoy learning, you have the most difficult Rabbi Kiva Eger, but you're so enjoying the learning, so you don't feel the omol. That's the best way. The omol, but not to feel the omol. And this way you'll do the omol. And that's Masei Yedecha Tzichtzov. Because Hashem wants Masei Yedecha. He wants omol. That's Kosis Lamar. You got to beat those olives to get pure oil. And it's interesting that there's another... And how do you do it? It's only if you have that love and you enjoy it. And perhaps we can say Peshad in another Medrash. Because the Medrash says, in this week's Parsha, on page 14, an unbelievable Medrash. In the middle of Parshas Tetzaveh, the first Medrash, the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, Atat Tetzaveh, Imam Deinu Rabbeinu, Kotan Lakama Nimo. Kach Shonu Rabbeinu, Kotan Nimo Lishmonu. Just like Yitzchak Avinu. So everyone in the Sfarim, what does that have to do with Parshas Tetzaveh? Oh, so perhaps one could say like this. Take a look in page 18. Gemara Nedarim says that Yishmol Omer Gedola Mila Shenichnusu Aleha Yud Gimel Brises. That Mila is so great that it. 13 times it says bris by Mila. There were 13 covenants. So such a random number. I mean, 13 is, you know, it's, 13 gimel gimel mizrachim. There's so much with 13. But what's the idea of yud gimel brisos? So I saw here in the Sefer Otsos Amila a beautiful vort. Very, very poshut. Page 19, left top. Ubzeh efshel farish divrei Chachamenu, Shamil Gedola, Shenichrosela, Shalosh Esrei Brisos, because Ava, Begematria, Shlosh Esrei. Ava is Shlosh Esrei. The Gam Mila, Echad Mora Al Shmo, is Barach Gamkem Begematria Shlosh Esrei. Lam Deinu Shamila, Misamel Shnei Dvarim, El Yonim Skavim, Hey Ava. So he says that Mila brings Ava. That's why he's Yud Gimel, and that's the idea. Mila imbues us with Avas Hashem. And that makes sense. That's why we understand why it's on the Pasuk of the menorah. Because the menorah says you got to beat the oil. You got to omel. But how are you going to be omel? The way are you going to omel is if you enjoy it. If you have the Ava, then you'll be able to do Kosis Lamar. So, Kotan Nimo Lishmona is, because if you're not, you know, it's interesting, you know, I was speaking to Rabbi Talbus the other day, so he said over something from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He said, a lot of times in the day schools today, guys come out, and they learn Gemara, and they hate it. He says, because they never were taught it right, or they never got that geschmack. So Rav Lichtenstein said, yeah, we teach them just enough for them to hate it. In other words, if we wouldn't teach them too much, they're not going to hate it, because it's, 20 minutes a day. But we teach them just enough so they could hate it. So, but that's the idea, that Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to imbue, you have to have Rebbeim that can imbue Ava. And that's Mila. Mila's Yud Gimel Brisos is Ava. And when you have that Ava, then Lora Omal Bisrael, then you could be Kosis Lamar. Then you could be Kosis Lamar. But I wanted to say more. Because if you look carefully in the Medrash doesn't just speak about Mila. It asks the question, how come Mila is on the eighth day? So what's that have to do with it? So it's very nice that Mila is, you know, is Ava is 13, and etc. And Mila has Gyud Gimel Brisos, etc. Oh, so there's another Medrash. The Medrash says, on Parshas Emor, page 20, Devar Acher Vayashivas Yomim Tachas Imo. By a korban, it has to be seven on the eighth day. You can't bring a korban before the eighth day. And the same thing by Mila. Right? So what's the idea? He says, gives a mashal that you want to go to the king, so first he says, you have to go see the trunya first. You have to go see the governor, the wife of the king first. In other words, you can't just go to the king. So the same thing over here. In other words, you have to go through Shabbos first. You have to go through Shabbos first, and then you can get to Mila, which is the ultimate bris. So what's the pshat? So the pshat in Mila b'shmona is to make sure we go through Shabbos first. So what's the idea? So Shabbos, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, on page 22, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Erev Shabbos, Mevin lo, Arev Chomen, Uchor, Uchach, Pona, Brachol, Mas'atev Yoshev, Besadinim, Hamid Tziyotze. In other words, he would take his bath, clean himself, and he would sit with a talus waiting for Shabbos. But what type of talus? A talus made out of linen. If the beggar is made out of linen, so what is the string, the tchelis? The tchelis is wool. It's not only the din of tchelis, not only that's blue, but it has to be wool. So he dafka used the talus that what? That had what? Shatness. And the halacha is, I mean, today we don't do this, but esei dochalosase, right? So he dafka used the tzitzis that's esei dochalosase to mekabel Shabbos. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Well, we know the famous Ramban. The Ramban says on page 23 that all mitzvahs esei come from avas Hashem, and all mitzvahs los asei come from yiras Hashem, and that's why esei docha los asei, because ava is more important than yira. So says Rav Yitzchak Prag in the Sefer Tzitz HaSode, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, when he entered Shabbos with a talus of shatness of esei docha los asei, because Shabbos represents what? Ava and Yira. Shabbos is the Zohar v'Shomor, the mitzvah's essay of Zohar and the Los Asay of Shomor. So, and which takes precedence? The Ava. And what's the idea? So that's the notion, Rabbi Osei. That now we can get back to that Medrash in Tanchuma. Katni l'mol shmona, because a katan needs a chinuch of Ava. But the problem is, if you have too much Ava, sometimes it gets out of hand. So you got to have a certain, you know, certain structure of Yira too. But the Ava is the Iker. So Shabbos is Ava v'Rotzon. Shabbos is Ava. So Memela, that Chinuch that he has before Mila of Ava is ultimately what's going to do him to be Matzliach in Kosis Lamar. And we know the famous Kli Yoker, when you take off the orla of the person, then the orla of the lave comes off, and he's ready to learn Torah. Because if you want to get Kosis Lamar, it's only if you have that Ava. It's like Rav Lichtenstein said, if you just know enough to hate it, you're never going to do it. You're never going to learn it. You have to be able to open up a sugya, go slow. And the key thing is to go slow and learn it. If you go too quickly, you're just racing through it, nishkin tam. You're not going to get the geschmack out of it. Some people, the whole thing is, when are we finishing? When are we finishing? When are we finishing? Forget about finishing. Let's just learn and enjoy it. And then you learn today and tomorrow and the next day. Achas, achas, limso, cheshbon. The end of the year, you'll have whoo, a lot. But if you're always rushing, you know, Rav Avadi Yosef said when he came here once, the pasuk in Tehillim, Ani amarti b'chovzi kol ha'odam kozev. If you do too much learning b'chipozom too quickly, then you're going to get the wrong pshat. Kol ha'odam kozev. It's going to be sheker. Ani amarti b'chovzi kol ha'odam kozev. But besides that, just the geshmak, the ava. If you want to have a life, and that's what I heard from Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, Zatzal, who was a Rav in Chelsea. The summers I spent in Boston, I got to had a kesher with him. He was a ben bayis by Rav Baruch Be'er. And he said Rav Baruch Be'er wanted the boys to learn slow because he felt if they learn slow, they'll enjoy it. Again, we're not talking about kvetching unnecessarily, but to enjoy it, to get the geshmak, and then, you know, it'll stay with them. And that's why the Medrash says Kotni Mol Shmona on the Pasuk of Menorah. Because Kotni Mol Shmona means that he has to have Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Ava V'yira. It's a Talis Mitzuyetzis. It's a Zohar V'Shomer. But primarily it's the Ava. So he's imbued himself with the Ava, then he's ready. Then he's ready to go ahead with... then ultimately, down the line, he's going to be able to do Kosis Lamor. He'll beat the Shemin, because he'll enjoy it. Lora Amal B'Yisrael. Lora Amal B'Yisrael. And that's... and that's the idea what Rav Leiza Ginsburg says in the Sefer Labis HaBeit, that Nima L'Shmona is he, in other words, because we want to imbue him Ratzel, that he should enjoy it, not as a Chiv. Because we do it, it's unbelievable, we do this mitzvah when the Chatan's not even Bar Chiyuva now, because we want him to have a Ratzel. You know, there's a Chazal that the Gros says in the Igeres HaGros. Okay, the famous letter that the Gro was trying to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he left his family and he wrote them a letter, a goodbye letter. So in that letter he says, "Ezel isha k'sheira, ha'oser tzon baila." So Pashut Pshat means, what's a proper wife? A wife who listens to her husband, ha'oser tzon baila. So the Darshanim say a different pshat. The Rishonim say that the woman creates an atmosphere in the house that this is what my husband should want. She creates the Ratzon of the Baila. And that's what Mila, we take a kid who is no Chiyuvim yet, but we want to, as Rav Leizer Ginsburg said, we want to create a proper Ratzon. We want to create a proper Tshuka that Mamasa Yadecha Tzichtsov. Hashem wants it, but we should want it too. Because if we don't want it, we're not going to do it. And if we don't have the proper tools of learning to appreciate it, you see, in the years of yeshiva, you learn how to get a geshmak from learning. You see, people who miss that in their life, sometimes, you can always make it up, but sometimes the key, these years, appreciate a toisfus, appreciate Rabbi Kivega. I remember, just to conclude, I was in Eretz Yisrael last year, and Rav Bar Chaim, Rav Nosson Bar Chaim, probably don't know him, he's the head of the Beis Medrash in Machon Leif. He was here for a year in 88. We were supposed to have a rotation, that every year they were going to get another Israeli Rosh Hashiva. So he came from 1 year in 88, and Rogova came for 2 years in 89. Okay, and that was the situation. So he wanted to know how my Talmidim, he says, do you have Talmidim who care what the question of Toisus, the answer of Toisus? I said, yes. So he says, oh, then it's Kedai. You appreciate, a Kashav and a Toisus, a Kashav and a Rabbi Akiva Eger, a Chasam Sofer, a Rambam, a Ramban. Oh. And then you want to do it. And that's what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to light the menorah. He wants us to carry the Aron. He wants us to watch the Mishkan. Kosis. But he also wants us to do it in a way that, like the tzaddikim, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, Lora Omol B'Yisrael, that we don't feel that we're toiling. We're toiling very hard, no laziness, but we're enjoying it so much that we don't even feel it. And that's the goal. And that's the goal as that Talmidim should have. And Be'ez Hashem, if you become Rebbeim, every one of you is going to become a Rebbe in a certain sense. You're Rebbeim of your kids, Be'ez Hashem, to give them a geshmak. And that's why we have the packets. The packets give you geshmak. You see it inside, it's geshmak. You just hear it, it's Osios Parchas Ba'avir. There's no, very lacking in the shmak. You see the words! Osios Machimos, Mesamchos, Hadvarim, what's the Lashon of Chazal? Hadvarim Smechim Kinesinoson. Torah has to be Smechim Kinesinoson. And then it stays with you, and then Lama said, we'll have another shiur next week, continuing on this line. But when it comes to Torah, you have to have yagia. When it comes to other things, if you daven and Hashem gives it to you, a silver platter, and it's honest, good for you. But Torah, that's why the Vilna Gaon didn't want the Malach to give him free Torah. That's what Rav Gusman, I heard from Rav Lazer Stern, Rav Gusman said. You don't. Someone wants to ask Rav Gusman. Maybe every pregnant lady should stand up for her because inside is the Malach teaching him Kol HaTorah Kula. So you have a Hefter of Kol HaTorah Kula right in front of you. So he says, yeah, but there's no Yegiya there. You don't stand up for that. No Yegiya. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zoche to have Yegiya B'toch Simcha. When it comes to the Menachos, Hasam Sofer says, no. If somehow, in an honest way, Hashem gives you the parnasa, zol zayin. But Torah, Hashem wants masi yadecha. He wants you to be involved. Be involved. It's a good kasha, a good teretz, a good discussion and learning. And that's what it's all about. And Rabosai, like Rav Avram Friedman once said, this is not for Olam Haba. This is to enjoy Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, that's beyond. You want to enjoy Olam Hazeh. People think they're going to join Olam Hazeh with all the shtuyos in the world. It's all garbage. A good toisvus. That's how you join Olam Hazeh. A good Rebbe Kiva Eger. A good Nesivus. A good Meshech Chochma. That's Olam Hazeh. Matzei Adecha Achzov Hatat Tzova Koshis Lamor V'lo Koshis L'Menachos. Good Shabbos.